In 1988, much of Yellowstone National Park was engulfed in flames. At the time, a young employee and budding photographer named Jeff Henry was asked to take photos of the fire. Over 25 years later, Henry has written a book about the fires that includes numerous photographs that he took on the front lines. The book is called The Year Yellowstone Burned, A 25-Year Perspective. Henry joins me and recalls how politicians and others were critical of the park's approach to the fires.
I think there was a perception that the Park Service allowed the fires to grow out of control, when the reality is, in my opinion, that was not the case. I personally think the fires were just a force of nature that was beyond control. It was, in my mind, I could compare the fires of 1988 to a hurricane in Texas or Louisiana or a tornado in Oklahoma.
It was a very dry year, and there was an overgrowth of the forest. Is that correct?
It was a very dry, very windy year, very hot year. It was unusually warm in Yellowstone, and things dried out really quickly. The previous winter wasn't that dry. The snowpack was less than average, but not grossly so. And the spring of that year was actually wet. So it was primarily weather conditions that commenced after about the 1st of June or so, and those weather conditions were strong wind, low humidities, and pretty much the complete absence of precipitation for the summer.
Were the firefighters in danger often?
In my opinion, they were. I think it's just incredible good fortune that no one was killed during the fire season that year. And that would be not just for firefighters who were on the lines, but a great many civilians and park employees were in jeopardy at different times. And I think it was just a matter of really a lot of good luck that nobody was killed. There were two unfortunate firefighters killed outside the park during the mop-up period in the fall. One fellow was killed when a burn snag fell on him, and there was an airplane or a helicopter crash south of Yellowstone that killed the pilot.
Jeff Henry visiting with us today. He is the author of The Year Yellowstone Burned. It's a 25-year perspective. Did you sense that it was such as big a deal as it turned out to be?
I did. I had a sense early on in the season that year that it was going to be a big fire season. I remember even proposing some stories to various publications. I was working on the side as a freelance photographer in those days, in addition to my Park Service jobs. So early on, I had a sense that it was going to be a big fire season. And then once the fires began, again, I'd have to say, and I'm not trying to brag or pat myself on the back, but I think early on I realized that it was going to be historic. We had really pretty radical fire behavior early in the season that year, with still 2 or 2.5 months of the fire season left to go. And that meant that there were another 2 months or so of time for the conditions to dry out, for the conditions of the forest to dry out even further, and they did. So I think that early on I realized it was going to be a special story.
I assume firefighters are busy performing the task at hand, but how many of them were aware of maybe some of the media coverage that was going on out there? And I was kind of curious your assessment of what they thought of it.
My recollection is that a lot of the mainstream media missed the Yellowstone fire story until the season was somewhat advanced. Then they seemed to play catch-up ball to make up for what they missed earlier by really focusing on the fires during the second half of the season or so, or the last third of the season. And I do remember a great many of the firefighters were irritated with media people. They were seen as intrusive and also often putting themselves in jeopardy.
There was a perception that Yellowstone had burned up and that it would never recover. Now that you look back, and especially for those of us who have the opportunity to go to Yellowstone, it's kind of worked out, hasn't it? Like a lot of folks said it would, that were in the know, that things would regrow and it would look fine.
It has. I've been lucky enough to be in Yellowstone for a long time. I first showed up to work in Yellowstone 38 years ago yesterday. Yesterday was my anniversary day. And so I've been lucky enough to see the regeneration from the 1988 fires. And yes, you're right. Most of the country that burned has regenerated nicely. Just about all the areas that were forested before 1988 have regenerated as forest. The flat areas have come back better than the slopes, but pretty much everything is on its way back, in some cases very much on its way back, well on its way back. Some of the new trees are probably 20 to 25 feet tall. Yes, there was a perception that Yellowstone was destroyed in 1988. And again, I think the media might have overstated their case that Yellowstone was a burned-out wasteland by the end of the fire season in 1988. I saw it as an opportunity to see nature at work. You know, there were places where I saw vegetation regenerating just within a matter of a week or two of when the site had burned. I saw grass and other graminoids sprouting from burned areas just a week or so after the flames had passed, and the plants were sprouting without the benefit of much moisture. Everybody knows that the summer of 1988 was really dry, so even without some rainfall, and even though the areas had burned just a short while before, some of the grasses were coming up almost immediately. And then the next spring, there were just literally hundreds of thousands of tree seedlings per acre in some cases, and certainly a profusion of wildflowers and grasses. It was beautiful to see, and it's been really interesting to watch for these, what is it now, 27 years, I guess.
Is it a good idea to try and let them burn as long as they can without people obviously being put at risk?
Well, to me, it's a complex issue. Certainly in the past, historically, fire was an agent that removed old vegetation and cleared the way for new. And generally, I think that, yeah, fire has its place in a natural ecosystem. I will say that I'm a firm believer in climate change, and I think that the climate has warmed and is going to warm a lot more because of human activity. And in that regard, I don't see fire as such a natural element anymore.
Jeff Henry is the author. He was the photographer for this book as well. It's called The Year Yellowstone Burned, a 25-year perspective. Amazing pictures throughout the fire season there in Yellowstone. Jeff, congratulations on this, and we wish you well, and thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
Well, thanks very much, Bob.